A devastating tsunami strikes Asia in 2004, leaving chaos in its wake. While most corporations scramble to write checks for disaster relief, IBM India takes a different path. Their employees head straight into the disaster zone, not with briefcases and business plans, but with laptops and determination. They build tracking systems for relief supplies amid destroyed infrastructure, create websites coordinating scattered data, and venture to remote islands where communication has collapsed entirely. No cameras follow them, no press releases celebrate their work. They simply show up because it's the right thing to do. This wasn't charity bolted onto a business model. It was business reimagined from the ground up, where helping communities and generating profit aren't opposing forces, but complementary goals that strengthen each other. This approach represents what Rosabeth Moss Kantor calls the Vanguard Company, organizations that refuse the tired old choice between making money and making a difference. When her book arrived in 2009, capitalism itself was on trial. Banks had collapsed, trust had evaporated, and people were questioning whether corporations could ever serve society. Yet Kantor's research across 350 interviews in 20 countries revealed something surprising. Companies integrating social purpose with business strategy weren't just surviving, they were thriving, outperforming competitors while building stronger communities. For decades, we've been stuck in an exhausting argument. On one side stands Milton Friedman's ghost, insisting that corporations exist solely to maximize shareholder value. On the other, activists demand businesses sacrifice profits to address social problems. Both sides talk past each other, convinced the other is dangerously naive. But what if this entire debate misses the point? The Vanguard model reveals a third way that makes both camps uncomfortable because it challenges their fundamental assumptions. These companies don't treat social responsibility as something separate from business strategy. When Unilever redesigns supply chains to reduce environmental impact, they're not choosing planet over profit. They're discovering that sustainable practices often reduce costs and open new markets. When Danone pursues B Corp certification, legally embedding social mission alongside profit goals, they're not being altruistic. They're building resilience and consumer trust that translate into competitive advantage. The numbers tell a compelling story. During the 2008 market collapse, when NASDAQ plunged 36% and Microsoft dropped 41%, IBM shares fell only 16%. These aren't coincidences. They're the results of building organizations that weather storms because they've cultivated deep relationships with employees, communities, and customers. Most corporate value statements are meaningless words on walls. Vanguard companies make values credible through consistent action, even when costly. When Brazil's Banco Real saw cleaning employees eating lunch amid car exhaust, they helped suppliers of all sizes meet higher standards through collaboration. This values-based approach attracted new customers and a $51 million World Bank grant. 10 years later, Banco Real grew 20% annually in profit, outpacing competitors and earning recognition as Sustainable Bank of the Year. Procter & Gamble's PUR water purification powder shows how values create long-term advantage despite poor short-term metrics. Developed with the CDC in 1995, P&G invested $20 million despite minimal financial return. When the healthcare unit wanted to discontinue it in 2003, leaders preserved it because it aligned with P&G's purpose. Then the 2004 Asian tsunami hit, creating massive demand. P&G delivered 1 billion glasses of safe drinking water to victims, building brand loyalty no advertising campaign could match. What distinguishes Vanguard companies isn't grand philanthropy, but applying unique strengths to societal challenges. IBM develops software transforming school operations. Procter & Gamble creates purification packets saving lives. CMAX provides microfinancing, helping low-income families build homes. These initiatives create high-performance cultures, generating profits through enhanced innovation, employee motivation, and stakeholder trust. Most companies innovate by improving existing products, then marketing them. Vanguard companies ask, what does the world actually need? When Tarek Farhad at P&G developed his obelisk methodology, he worked backward from desired outcomes rather than forward from existing capabilities. Applied to Brazil's struggling Always brand, teams spent months studying how low-income women actually managed menstruation in their real lives. The discovery transformed everything. These women couldn't afford premium products, but deeply valued dignity and protection. Always Bossico provided essential protection affordably, but the real innovation was the launch strategy. They created a mysterious orange room at Brazil's largest trade fair with invitation-only access, generating massive buzz. Local retailers who placed orders received distinctive orange display blocks that became status symbols. Always Bossico became category leader within 2 years, driving 29% revenue increase despite economic challenges. This innovation advantage extends to mergers and acquisitions. When Shinhan Bank attempted acquiring Chohung Bank in 2003, they faced dramatic resistance. 3,500 Chohung employees shaved their heads in protest. Instead of forcing integration, Shinhan negotiated with unions, granted equal representation, and delayed formal merger for 3 years. Their masterstroke was the Cerebral Summit, where 1,500 managers from both banks participated in activities designed to forge common identity. Within 3 years, Shinhan Financial Group became Korea's largest financial group. Forward-thinking companies design work around results, not hours. IBM's 40% remote workforce and companies like Cisco and Microsoft make flexibility a competitive advantage. Workplace volunteering lets employees choose projects beyond formal roles. Google's 20% time and 3M's 15% culture produced Gmail and Post-it notes. At IBM, 200 employees connecting through chat about virtual worlds turned their passion into a multi-million-dollar business opportunity. Formal hierarchies fade as horizontal collaboration rises. Spotify's squad model uses small, autonomous teams where middle managers handle executive-level responsibilities. Power flows from networks, idea scouts, transfer agents, and integrators who ensure resources reach where they're needed. Digital tools like Slack accelerate collaboration across boundaries. Success means enabling collective innovation. When work connects to purpose, people bring full commitment. Maurice Levy transformed Publicis into a global powerhouse through respectful acquisitions. Acquiring Saatchi & Saatchi, he addressed employee concerns by meeting CEO Kevin Roberts personally, sharing stories that created emotional connection. Vanguard companies bridge old and new, find human bonds, and build the future together. Banco Real's workforce dramatically misrepresented Brazil. Only 10% African Brazilian employees, 9% female managers, all white, just 10% over 45, virtually no disabled staff. Their breakthrough came with Diversity Day in 2022, where employees wore shirts expressing any identity aspect, political views, sports allegiances, religious beliefs, social causes. This simple initiative created safe space for authentic self-expression, enabling LGBTQ+ employees to be open, religious minorities to wear traditional dress, and comprehensive programs including training visually impaired customer service representatives. Vanguard companies pursued true pluralism, where people from all backgrounds have equal influence based on expertise rather than cultural background or position. Accenture and Microsoft implemented reverse mentoring programs, where junior employees mentor senior executives on emerging technologies and cultural trends. IBM's spirit communities organized social activities by postal zones, transcending organizational boundaries through bowling nights to community service projects, proving particularly valuable during remote work transitions. When organizations embrace genuine inclusion, they unlock innovation that homogeneous teams can never achieve. IBM's cultural heritage work demonstrates strategic relationship building through goodwill. Starting with the Vatican's Pieta digital reconstruction, they expanded to Russia's Hermitage Museum and Egypt's Eternal Egypt Initiative. Launched by the Prime Minister at the Sphinx, this high-profile project generated commercial contracts, like digitizing the Library of Alexandria. EBL's Senator Beer success in Kenya required convincing government to lower taxes on safer, affordable beer that could compete with dangerous illicit brews. After rebranding and redesigning distribution, outlets grew from 300 to 3,000 within 2 years, capturing 10% of EBL's Kenya volume. Benefits included reduced blindness rates, thousands of new businesses, and shifted government policies. Vanguard companies build sustainable relationships with officials and partners, ensuring aligned interests through changing circumstances. Their values-driven approach makes leaders more attentive to societal needs and less suspect to officials, creating competitive advantages profit-focused competitors cannot replicate. Investing in communities rather than extracting value creates ecosystems of mutual benefit, sustaining long-term growth. The Vanguard model demands leaders who combine systems thinking with action, relationship skills with emotional intelligence, and values-driven purpose. These leaders function as integrators and institution builders, mastering complexity through influence rather than command. Operating under universalistic values, Vanguard companies have enormous potential to improve the world. Ideas increasingly flow across borders. Americans learning banking from India, factory management from Mexico, merger strategies from Korea. The Vanguard's innovation capabilities, partnership orientation, and societal purpose position them to steer global change positively. We face unprecedented challenges: climate change, inequality, fractured institutional trust. The Vanguard model offers hope that business can be part of the solution. These enterprises prove we needn't choose between profit and purpose, efficiency and innovation, global thinking and local care. They demonstrate that thriving companies embrace complexity, celebrate diversity, and recognize their success depends on healthy communities and ecosystems. The question is whether more leaders will embrace this approach before it's too late. The future belongs not to those extracting maximum short-term value, but to those creating sustainable value that lifts everyone. That's not idealism. It's the only realism that makes sense when our fates are inextricably linked.